Well, from the impeachment trial, let's go to the 2020 presidential race and Texas, where the Democratic Party is targeting the state's rapidly growing suburban districts in an effort to make Texas competitive in November. Local Democrats have set their sights on a few different voting groups to flip some traditionally Republican state and congressional seats. As the Texas Standard's Jill Ament reports, one of those groups is suburban women.
3 years ago, Ana Maria Ramos could be counted on to help her neighborhood association in Richardson, Texas, a suburb of Dallas. A mom, a lawyer, and a local community college professor, Ramos also considers herself a lifelong Democrat. And she says Donald Trump's election in 2016 pushed something inside her.
I actually was so furious that I ordered political yard signs that I made up myself. They were black and bold letters that said, "Resist Trump."
Ramos braced for neighborhood backlash after she put one of those signs in her front lawn. Richardson is in solidly blue Dallas County, but a portion of it lies in the historic Texas Republican stronghold of Collin County. To Ramos's surprise, though, her signs acted like a beacon. More like-minded political newbies came to her door. In a matter of months, Ramos decided to run as a Democratic candidate for her state house district in the 2018 Texas midterms.
I said, "Guys, I'm going to run for office. I don't really even know what this is all about, but I'm going to do it."
Ramos was heavily outfunded by the Republican incumbent, Linda Koop. So she zeroed in on what she considered her GOP rival's anti-LGBT and anti-immigrant voting record. She also called for better funding for Texas's public schools and expanding Medicaid for low-income Texans. On Election Day, Ramos won the state house seat by 5 percentage points. She credits her newfound political success to women voters living in her district.
The amazing moms and retired teachers in our community who gave their blood, sweat, and tears to help us flip this seat.
Ramos's win was remarkable. Her district had only swung Democratic once in the previous 30 years before her election. But rapid growth in Dallas suburbs in the past decade has brought not only more people here, it's also bringing in a more diverse voting pool. That population shift makes both Ramos's district and suburban ones like it across Texas less of a sure thing for the GOP. Political experts say suburban women play a key role in the Democratic Party's 2020 strategy. Rebecca Dean is the chair of the Political Science Department at the University of Texas in Arlington.
Certainly, we have seen in the past couple of election cycles, especially 2016, at the national level, a movement of predominantly white women who are married and with kids, who might have in the past supported a Republican candidate, uncomfortable with candidate Trump.
Dean points not just to suburban women voters, but suburban women candidates. In 2018, former Air Force helicopter pilot turned suburban mom MJ Hagar nearly unseated a longtime Republican congressman in a race close to growing Austin, Texas. That seat is one of the 7 Republican-held congressional districts in Texas suburbs Democrats are targeting in 2020. Despite losing in 2018, Hagar has set her sights higher. She's now one of 12 Democratic candidates gunning for Texas Republican U.S. Senator John Cornyn's seat. Rebecca Dean at the University of Texas at Arlington says a candidate like MJ Hagar appeals to women on both sides of the aisle.
Voters tend to assume liberalism among women more than they do among men, absent any other piece of information. And so her combat veteran background negates that.
Experts say female and male candidates need to focus on suburban women's issues. And right now, those core voting issues that bring suburban women to the polls are education and health care, says Elizabeth Seamus, a political science professor at the University of Houston.
Their most important issues, again, tend to be more of the bread and butter Democratic and liberal issues. You know, stereotypically, the things like education, health care, the social safety net.
Seamus says as more college-educated, employed women choose the suburbs over living in the city for more affordable housing, they're bringing their political ideology with them. Republican operatives in Texas are also closely watching this group. Randon Steinhauser is a Republican strategist based in Austin and a suburban mom.
I think more than anything, we've got to connect with the women at the local level and make sure that they understand that Republican policies are for supporting small businesses, supporting entrepreneurs, limited government, lower taxes, making sure that they understand our desire to have strong education opportunities for families.
Steinhauser says the Republican Party needs to field stronger women candidates in general.
Until we have strong conservative women candidates running for office that suburban women can identify with, that they can sit down and have a glass of wine with, or talk about the neighborhood school with, or understand the issues that affect suburban women, it's going to be very difficult.
Energizing suburban women voters is just one part of the Texas Democratic Party's approach to take over the state house and flip more GOP congressional seats in 2020. Overall, they hope to capture more seats in the state, which could turn Texas more blue, even if their presidential candidate fails to defeat Donald Trump. For Here and Now, I'm Jill Amond.